You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Succubus, Deceptive Desires, Episode 0. Ah, you must be the new trainee. Welcome to the Circle of Lust, newbie. Yes, you are a succubus now. Some of us have horns and some don't, so don't be worried if you never get any. Of course, they won't be as magnificent as mine, but we can't all be like me. We do all have reddish skin, though, which might take some getting used to. Be aware of your tail, too, as you can do some rather interesting and imaginative things with it once you learn to control it properly. Now, some are born down here due to an abundance of lust in the human world, like myself. Then there are those like you, who performed such lustful deeds in their human life that they are reborn down here as succubi. They say it's supposed to be some kind of punishment, but I don't see how living out every lustful desire you can imagine is considered punishment. But I guess to each their own. Oh, you are wondering why you are a girl when you used to be a guy? Well, there aren't any guy succubi, so here we are all girls. Kinda. Don't worry, you will soon find out what I mean. It might be a little weird at first, getting fucked instead of doing the fucking, but I assure you, it is far more pleasurable than you can even imagine. Now, as you are a newbie, I have to go over the rules and such of this place. We are all restricted to our circle of hell. If you try to leave, you will be incinerated by them shoving these lava cocks in all your holes. And since we can't really die down here, you remain burned and charred for some time. It's not very pleasant and quite painful, as you must still fulfill your normal succubus duties. But as you can see, everything you can imagine is taken care of here, and we have access to the finest beds and food anywhere in creation. We don't need to eat as humans do. But some like to taste something other than pure lust and cum every once in a while. You are on a trial period, after which you will get your powers. We all have the innate ability to sense what others lust for most, but we have our own special abilities as well. Some can alter their tit and ass sizes, some can grow cocks, some can turn into men, and some can turn into other people or other things. I am unique, though, in that I can change completely into other people and even alter my body, like growing a cock and changing my tits and ass. Over the millennia, I have learned how to turn my simple shape-shifting powers into something much more. I can make anyone see what they desire most, even if they themselves don't know it yet. Now that all of that is out of the way, let me tell you how things really work around here. We are the only demons restricted to our own circle. Nothing can stay here long, but we get visits from all the other denizens of hell. They say we are restricted because we have the best stuff and need to be ready to service them, but that's a load of demon shit. They fear our power. All demons grow as they feed, but we seem to have the most restrictions placed upon us. When we stop fulfilling the desires of others, everything starts falling apart. Last time we stopped, it caused wars between heaven and hell and wars on earth. Yeah, without lust, everything just goes a bit nuts. Oh yeah, we get visits from those angels, too. They at least keep things interesting around here. Nothing like leading a repressed life to bring out the more kinky side of beings. The demons that visit us have rather vanilla tastes in comparison. They just like having their egos stroked that they got to bang a succubus. Oh, that means it's my turn. Yeah, every once in a while you will get summoned to the human world. Some idiot taught a few of them how to summon demons, and now they all think they're hot shit. For the most part, it's random selection. Unless you tell one of them your name, then they can summon you directly. At least it's a change of scenery. Some of them actually want really interesting things, I had one that wanted me to change into his friend and then impregnate his wife. Humans are so strange. Unfortunately, I may have forgot to mention to him that when she was impregnated, she would give birth to a demon and then they would all get sent straight to hell. But hey, where's the fun in spoiling the surprise, right? Well, newbie, looks like I'm off. It appears you have your first customer, too. Oh, it's him. Well, there's nothing like getting torn from the inside with a cock bigger than you to welcome you to hell. Oh my, he could have at least warmed her up a bit before just tearing into her. Stupid demons. Well, let's see what this human of mine wants. Hopefully, it will be at least somewhat entertaining.